Nedarim number 6.
The maskana from the Ran was that from unsere Gemara is Muchach that Shvuah LeBoi Shem bring three riots. That Shem alone is enough, b'meile is a riot that Shvuah LeBoi Shem. Frag the Ran, v'ike la'akshuye min amrim perik Shvuah Sa'idus. The Shvuah Sa'idus Boi Hashem v'kede yoli fosom ola ola misoita. The Mishnah says, Mora says, Ali ben Rab Chanina, Mepash, Ali ben Rabbanon, that the Shvuah Sa'idus Boi Hashem. And the Gemara learns it out, Ola Ola Misaito. As they be in Saito, you have to have a shame. And Shvuah Sa'idus, you also have to have a shame. Svemele, Frek Deran, Akashe. What is the Kashe? Does Nishkin Shvuah Sa'idus? What Ran means to us? Here's not Shvuah Sa'idus. Was Poshet to the Ran, there is no difference Shvuah Sa'idus and Ala Shvuahs. It's time to Pshat. Before we start the Ran, Pshat the Tove. When Ran is asking a Kasha, Chob HaRaye, Shvuah Sa'idus, Shteit Boi Hashem. So what is the Kasha? So Shvuah Sa'idus Boi Hashem. But here it's not Shvuah Sa'idus. Here it's Tama Shvuah. The Tera says, there's no Chiluk. There's no Mokin to be Mechalek. If Shvuah Sa'idus Boi Hashem, every Shvuah needs Hashem. We don't say Chilukim. That's the Kasha. No? So, I just want to speak out Klora. So maybe ask me a better kasha. So why he has to go like this? Soita steht klar that she needs a shame? To ask a kasha? Soita has a shame. Is that right? Every shvuah needs a shame? What is the shaykh? No, so what do you bring a ray? Shvuah Sa'idus by Hashem? Shvuah Sa'idus by Hashem. That was like that every shvuah needs a shame. It's not to learn a ram. What? What is that? What is the shaykh? Stam shvuah mitzoita. Olo, gzeras akostub, olo, olo. Hekesh. It's a hekesh. On a hekesh mish. I'm pshat. I'm learning Ran. I'm learning pshat. I'm a zokteiris. Ran is telling a kasha. So do I give more a shvur sa'idus bo yeshem and learn olo olo misaito. That's what a shvur. No, by us. But it's not a shvur sa'idus. No, it's the same. So that's not a kasha. Satan needs a shame. So we see shvur needs a shame. What? So the Taras is Poshet that from Soito you can't bring a Raya. Soito the Kohen Zogt a Ganze Megillah. The Ad Kisosi is Iten Hashem is Bit Nechtzova Me'ayich Nefeles. Soito is a whole Parsha. You don't bring a Raya from Soito. Soito is a Bezundere Parsha. Soito is a Bezundere Parsha. So while Soito is a Bezundere Parsha, so we don't ask a Kasha from Soito. So if we don't ask the kasha from Saito, what? No, but it's a whole parsha. Tachzach we learned yesterday. Ne'emeres b'chol loshon. Was a tzad that the kohen has to say it. Dafka in that loshon, and it's a kohen, and she has to stand there. It's like that's a matzav. It's a couple pages. It's a whole tzach, and you have to write it, and you have to put it in the water. So this is not a klein tzach. So you know, the kasha, why he has to say Shem Hashem? Does it a chelik from the parsha Saito? As they gestalt the parsha from parsha Saito. So while as they gestalt the parsha from parsha Saito, you don't ask a kasha, if Saito needs a shem, every shvua needs a shem. Aber while as exeres a kosuf, olo, olo. And we learn how the shvua Saidus is given mistabel to the Ran, that it's not dafka shvua Saidus. Shvua Saidus is really a shvua like all the shvuas. And if we learn out that the chelik of the shame, the gzeras hakosuf tells me that's not only a soita dike aloche. Just we learn out olo olo misoito that you need a shvua, that you need a shame. So we learn out from here to every place because of terekulo that every shvua needs a shame. Mele frek deran. So we mele learn out from soita lekol terekulo. Learn out from shvua sa'idus. If the gemara learns olo olo that shvua sa'idus by Hashem, so every shvua by Hashem. Tiretz rabenuta. לאן המילה במושמע מפי אחרי מחתיסה בסויטו גם רינה לו the ganze mocker von allo allo was from Saito you right on the Gzeras HaKosov will not learn of the Gzeras HaKosov told us to learn שמושבס מפי הקויים אבל במושמע מפי עצמו לבוישה דווקא מושמע מפי אחרי בוישה אבל מושמע מפי עצמו היא לא איבא אישה. מושמע מפי עצמו היא לא איבא אישה. ותמיאני עולו, פקודש חומר דובר זה, דאמרים בספר עם פייס השבועס. בספר שבועס 2 באסרה, דאמויצי אומן אחר השבועה כמויצי שבוע מפיו דומי. ויאפין לו מסויתו, דכסיבה אומרו, איש האומן אומן. כלומר, ואבי כמושבעס מפי עצמו, וכמו שפירש רשי זל, ואשמע, דאילוי אפילו מושבעס מפי אחרים לא יהווה. והיינו תמי לתנן אוסלום דאב אגב דשבוע סביטוי דמושה מפי אחרים פוטו כל איך השון אומן חייב וכיוון שכן נמסוי דגמרין אליו למימר ואפילו מושה מפי עצמי לבו ישם ולפי חוך לא יורדתי לסייף דייטה בזה So what to be masked with the kasha of them who are giboy What is the kasha of the Ranach Rabbeinu Tam? לא ממח את סדר השתיקל עם דה הלוחס Is the הלוחה בשבוע when a person makes a שבוע himself What is the halacha when a person makes a shvua himself? He says, "Areini nishba shvua sbitu." It's called. I make a shvua shelo yoicha, shvua shelo yesha, shvua shelo yelech. It's called a shvua sbitu. What is a mushba mipi acher? Mushba mipi acher is in shvua sa'edus we have it, and in shvua sa'pikod. The person comes over to the eidim, mashbi'ani aleichem she'ein atem yoidim li'edus. I want you. I know that you saw what happened. משביעני עליכם שאין אתם יודעים לי עדוס. משביעני בהשם שאין אתם יודעים לי עדוס. And they answer, אין אנו יודעים לך עדוס. We don't know. They don't say, הרינו נשבועים שאין אנחנו יודעים. If they say, הרינו נשבועים שאין אנחנו יודעים, זה מושמע מפי עצמי. They're not saying, אנו נשבועים שאין אנו יודעים. אין אנו יודעים. So I want to be masked. בכל התירקולו נשתו אז השבוע. למשל, I tell a person, משביח לו אני שלא איתו איכל. And he says, לא יאיכל. He says, גורניש. He didn't say שבוע. משביח לך שלא איתי שם. לא יהיה שם. It's a גורניש. אבל זה הלוכה, בזונדר הגזיר, עשה כוסו בן שבוע עשה אידוס. משביח אני יכול שאין אתה יודע לי אידוס. And he says, איני יודע אידוס. לא שנגמור is, משביעי and he's כופר. משביחו שאיני יודע אידוס, and he's כופר, איני יודע אידוס. משביחו שהפיקודן אינו יצלחו, אין הפיקודן אצלי. I'm כופר in the פיקודן. This is called מושמע מפי אחרים. And so בזונדר הפרשת, that this is גזירה סקוסו, וצנו פרשת מושמע מפי אחרים, this גזירה סקוסו ומושמע מפי אחרים, was only said in שבוע סעידוס, and it was only said in שבוע סעידוס, and this מושמע מפי אחרים was only said in שבוע סעפיקודן. In Shal Shavuos, we didn't find this parasha from Mushma Mipi Acherim. Zok Rabbeinu Tam, B'mushma Mipi Acherim, you need a shein. But when a person makes a Shavuos himself, Shavuos Shalo Yechal, Shavuos Shalo Yeshan, Sin Ishtok and Shein. So again, the halacha is Mushma Mipi Acherim only works in Shavuos Ha'edus and only Shavuos Ha'pikod. But Lamashon, in Shavuos Bitui, there's no Musag in Mushma Mipi Acherim. There's no Shavuos Bitui in Mushma Mipi Acherim. Mishtah Zazach, Mushma Mipi Acherim B'Shavuos Bitui. און ישבוע סעידוס ישבוע ספיקון. זאת רבינו, טעם התרץ. אי משנה, סתם השבוע. סתם השבוע דוזן יצ'יין. בוש בפי אחרים, שבוע סעידוס ישבוע ספיקון, בו ישן. Why? Because we learn out from סעידו. סעידו זה אוסו מוש בפי אחרים. So only מוש בפי אחרים בו ישן. פרק דרעם, I don't understand. לגמורה אין דפלה מדבובן שבועס, Claire's, what would be if a person made a שבועס ביטוי? משביע נכו שלא יאיכל, שלא איתו איכל. And he says, אומן, זוג לגמור כל האוינה אומן אחר השבוע כמויצי שבוע מפיו כאילו he said שבוע של היריך זוג לגמור how we know that it helps מושב פי אחרים doesn't help אבל if he says אומן it helps how we know that אומן helps זוג לגמור we have a ראי from סויטו the סויטו the coin was משביע her and she said אומן so we see that it works זוג תרשי what is the ראי maybe סויטו works אז מושמע מפי אחרים? אז אי בסדו שבוע עשה אידוס על פי אחרים? אז אי בסדו שבוע עשה פיקודן? Maybe סויטו אז על פי אחרים? זוג תרשי אין שבוע אסלמד ווב. סויטו אז נעד מושמע מפי אחרים. Why? Very simple. The coin gives a gun to דרושה, she keeps quiet. If the סויטו would have to say, לא איסוסיתי, לא אם איש זה, לא אם איש אחר, לא איסוסיתי. So she will be מושמע מפי אחרים. But she was never answering. She didn't say, she said, Omen. Omen is garnish. She was not koifa. She just said, Omen. So why it works? The teretz is, so the Gemara learns out from here to every shvuas bitui that when a person says, Mashpiach shaloi teichal. See, if he says, Loi oichal sigomish, there's no parsha of Moshe Peyacherim only in Eidus and Pikodin. But if he says, Omen, kol amoitzi omen achar ha-shvuah, kemoitzi shvuah mipiv, zog di gmor ha-raya von soito. And Rashi says it out. But besoito, Rashi la-medvob di ha-maschil va-omro. So it Rashi, but there is no Moshe Peyacherim. The pshat is because she didn't answer loi sotisi. She only said Amen. So go on and gizok. The Torah says, "Kol ha'ino Amen achar ha'shvuah, kamo yitzishvuah mipiv domi." Zok the Ranaf, b'meile, frek the Ranaf Rabbeinu Tam. So what did Rabbeinu Tam said? That shvuah mipi achirim, eidus and pikodin needs a shame. A person, Moshe pi atzmo, doesn't need a shame. Why Moshe pi achirim needs a shame? Because the moker is soito, and soito is Moshe pi achirim. Frek the Ranaf, it's not emes. Soito is not Moshe pi achirim. Soito says Amen, and it's Moshe pi atzmo, and it's kimata ofen rigmor and daf lamed vav. The Gemara said that Shvuah's bitui omen helps, even that Moshe pi achirim doesn't help in a normal Shvuah, because kol ha'ino omen achar ha'shvuah, kibay tishvuah mipiv domi. And zog the Gemara, what is the moker saito? And the moker is saito. And the moker is saito. Ve'ishtar ke'or. This is the kasha of the Ran, t'mihani al pekodoy shech omar dovor zeh, that Mushmah, that Soito, so the Kasha is, if you want to make the Kasha clodder, we could start the answer is, Rabbeinu Tam giboit his yesoid, that Mushmah mipi achirim needs a shame, and mipi atzma doesn't need a shame, because Soito is mipi achirim, Eidus is mipi achirim, Pikotn is mipi achirim, and Rabbeinu Tam says, it's an often a Gemore, Soito is called Mushmah mipi atzmoi, because the Gemore said that even in Bitui, and a normal shvuah that mipi achirim doesn't help. But if you say amen, it helps because it's kemoitzi shvuah mipiv, it's kilu she said it herself. And the Gemara learns it out from Saito. So it's often a Gemara that Saito is mipi atzmoi. So if the mocker of shvuah sa'edus is Saito, so every shvuah needs a shame. Har Rabbeinu Tam says that Moshe pi achirim only needs a shame. And mipi atzmoi doesn't need a shame because the mocker is Saito. Saito is often a Gemara that's mipi atzmoi. This is the kasha. Now this kasha, Rabbi Seinu Achroinim and Rishonim said tirutzim. And let me gain duch. Well, today maybe we'll go four of the mahalchim. Rabbi Seinu went different mahalchim to masbu the dov. Let me gain duch. The first mahalach is in the Kolben Esanel, by Yosin Ois Gimel, and it's Machne Ephraim and Shvuas Simen Gimel also. The Kobben Esanel and Machne Ephraim, they say one little line. Loi koshem midi. Emosai kemoitzi shvua mipiv domi, im kshashoma shvua b'shem mipi achirim. Aval mimashbi achirim b'loi shem v'ono omen, lehavi kemoitzi shvua mipiv. Zog the Kobben Esanel and Machne Ephraim, first they say a memre. Then we'll explain what they mean. Zokta, we have a mistake, Zokta, the Kobben Esanel. What the Gemara said, kol ha'oino omen achra shvua, kemoite shvua mipiv, it's only if the person that made the shvua would say Shem Hashem. Dehainu. Zokta, the Kobben Esanel, the Machne Ephraim, the din, before the Lomdes. That what lefi Rabbeinu Tam, we said, Moshe pi achirim needs a shame. Mipi atzmo, he doesn't need a shame. And the Gemara says in Shvuas Lamedvov, that in Shvuas Bitui, you could have an omen, even the Moshe pi achirim doesn't help, but if Yenem said an omen, it helps. If Yenem said an omen, it helps. Zog the Kobben Esanel Machne Ephraim. It's only if he said omen and a shvuah that has a shame. Kol ha'moitzi omen achar ha'shvuah kemoitzi shvuah mipiv. Only if the val the shvuah is al yedei achirim, it needs a shame. So nochavol. What are you telling me? So it does mipi atzmoi? No. But the halachah of omen achar ha'shvuah helps only if the person that said the shvuah says a shame. So why do I don't have a kasha? But what do you ask, Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam, the mocker is soito, or soito is mipi atzmoi? Name. The omen from the soito mipi atzmoi is only if it's an omen and a shvuah with a shame. Shaila, what is the avonik? What is the hezbo? What is coming to answer? Shaila should blow us the terrors. So the avonik is like this. The avonik is like this. The avonik is. The one is a loche mushva mipi achirim, we said. They come over, Mashbiach she'incha yodeh ha'idus. And he says, Eini yodeh ha'idus. Shavuos ha'pikodon. Ha'pikodon, Mashbiach she'achepetz, he's not by you. Eino yetzli. This is Mashbiach mipi acherim, it helps. We have a shvua mipi atzmoy. What is a shvua mipi atzmoy? Shvua shelo yoichal. Shvua she'eini yodeh ha'idus. Myself, I make up a shvua. Rabbi Notam was mechadesh that mushma mipi acherim needs a shame. Mushma mipi atzmoy doesn't need a shame. What is the hesbon? The Machnefraim in the Kobun Sanhedrin learned like this. In mushma mipi acherim, the gather of mushma mipi acherim, what is the gather of mushma mipi acherim? The gather of mushma mipi acherim is that the acherim do the shvua, right? I'm coming over to a person, mashbiach o ani she'ein ato yodea li eidus. And Yadam says, eini yodea eidus. The words eini yodea eidus is a shvua? No. So who made the shvua really? The mashbiach. This is the koyach of shvua al yodea acher. Who does the maise shvua? The mashbiach. Mashbiach o ani she'ein ato yodea li eidus. Mashbiach o ani, that the pikodin is not by you. So I'm the mashbiach. I'm doing a maise shvuah. I'm mashbiach. Mashbiach o ani, she'ein ato yodea li eidus. I'm doing a maise shvuah. I'm mashbiach you. Avdem Rabbi Notam was mechadesh, shvuah bo yishem. When you want to be mashbiach someone, you have to make a really fast azach. You're doing the shvuah for yenen. So you have to give a ganze koyach, a ganze meise shvua, a ganze starke meise shvua that will help klape yenem. This is the chiddush of Rabbi Notam. That when a person makes a shvua himself, it's a commitment. No. Alei mekemach was klein. But you want to make a shvua to throw off yenem. Doesn't have zayna starke zach, yeah? Also gzeres hakosu, but it has to be a tzura. Yeah? If it's the same thing, it's no point. That Rabbi Notam says, mashpia lebe acherim needs a shame. Mashpia lebe atzmo, he doesn't need a shame. Zayda koma nasanel, when a person says Omen Achra Shvua, Kemoitzi Shvua Mipiv, it doesn't mean that he made a Maisa Shvua. He learned Pshat in the Omen. Omen doesn't mean Kiilo I said the words. Kala Omer Omen Achra Shvua, Kemoitzi Shvua Mipiv, it doesn't mean Kiilo he said over the words. Lemoshel, if a person says Shvua Sheloy Oichal, I say Shvua that I will not eat, and someone says Omen, it doesn't mean that now he cannot eat. It doesn't go. The Omen helps, like in the Saita. The Kohen doesn't say, Ani lo isotiti, I didn't do it. And she says, Amen. And it's kilo she said it. The Kohen speaks to her, you didn't do it. And she says, Amen. Rabbi Kovnesan Mach Nefraim learned that even kol ha'oymen omen achar ha'shvuo, the ma'isa shvuo, avade, who is doing the ma'isa shvuo? The ma'isa shvuo, the mashbiah is doing. Just because the rekulo, be'edus and pikotn, is exeres ha'kosuf, that if the other person is koifer, the shvuo is called tzutzuim. And Shvuah's bidui, he himself has to make a ma'ase Shvuah, he has to himself shtel the Shvuah to him. When he says Omein, he shtels the Shvuah to him. Because there was no kfira. But if she says Omein, she shtels the kfira to her, she shtels the Shvuah to her. But who made the ma'ase Shvuah? Avada the Mashbiah made the ma'ase Shvuah. So the Kohen Sanhedrin the Machne Ephraim learned like this. Rabbi Notam was mechadesh that in a ma'ase Mashbiah, there you have to have a shame. In a ma'isa shvuah alone, you don't have to have a shame. Kol ha'oyna amen achar ha'shvuah, it's not the pshat that Yenem did the whole ma'isa shvuah. Why do the mashbiah is doing the ma'isa shvuah? Yenem is only shtelling tzu to Yenem mita omen. Kol ha'oyna omen, even that in nulo shvuah's bitui, acherim can't do it, when I say omen, so I'm ki'ilu mekabel on myself, l'shen rabbi mekabel all of, ha'shvuah shel ha'sheini, and mit my mekabolet, mekabel Yenem shvuah, it's chal on me. We learn out from Saito, even if she didn't make a kfire, if she's mekabel the shvua, it's chal on her. But who made the ma'ase shvua? Who is the mashbiah? The mashbiah is the kohen. The mashbiah is the second, the person that is mashbiah. While the person that is mashbiah, he's the person that is doing the shvua, so you need a shame. So man, that's the terrace of the Kohen Sanhedrin and the Machne Ephraim. That's a chayn good. Rabbi Notam, we had a kasha. Bayosa says you don't need a shame, and Shvua Seidus and Pekot, you need a shame. Zok Rabbi Notam, there's a different mashbiah, and I'm doing it for you, I need to make it strong. When you do it yourself, it doesn't need to be so strong. We arrive from Soito. We asked the kasha, but in Soito, she's saying, Omen. Zog de Kol b'nesanel, in Soito, and in every Shavuos bitten in the world, that you say, Omen, Avada the Mashbiah has to say Shem Hashem. Because the Maisa Shavuah, the Vos of Rabbi Nutam was, that when there's a Maisa Shavuah from the Mashbiah, he has to have a shame. When the Gemara says that Omen helps, Zog de Kol b'nesanel, don't have a mistake that Omen is Ke'ilu glat, Yenem made a Shavuah and Fartik. No. Omen is also, I'm a Mashbiah, and Yenem says the Omen. B'melech they say, Chidush la'aloche, the Kohen Sanel and the Machne Ephraim, that no one agrees with this Chiddush, that when a person says Omen Acher HaShvuah, it will only help if the Mashbiah said Shem Hashem. So merely, the Ran doesn't have a kasha. What's like the Ran? The Moker is Soito, Soito is not Mipi Acherim. It's not true. Rabbi Lutam learns, in Soito also you need a shame. And every Omen you need a shame. This is the vote of the Kohen Sanel and the Machne Ephraim. It's a hard thing. Efshe, we go duch. The second mahalach is the mahalach from the Bach. I'll tell you, be'etzim, I wanted to start with the mahalach from the Bach. It's the last time I started talking about the mahalach from the Bach. But I think, when we spoke out, the Machne Ephraim and the Kol b'nesanel, even as Shvera Agdores, but we got a tzura, a avone, what is the pshat mashbiya mipi acherim, and what is mushba mipi atzmoy. With this avone, I think, we could start to see what's the Bach gizok. The Bach in Simen Reish Lamed Zayin, the Bach will say in a Chiddush Otzer. To be masked with the Bach, we will still maybe we'll start with the Ore, the Shene Ore. We said Klo, what is Mashbiya Mipi Achirim? We have it so Klo. What is Mushma Mipi Atzma? I think we have it Klo as Evi the top. You open the Rosh by us. And the Rosh also wants to bring the Ranz Kashe, and bring Noch Gemorris, and he says the same Teres from Rabbi Nutam. That Mushma Mipi Achirim needs a shame, Mushma Mipi Atzmoy doesn't need a shame. The same Shtikel Teire that we have by us. And the Ram, the Rosh and Simen Aleph. The Tiretz Rabbeinu Tam, the Dafka Mushma Mipi Achirim doing the Soito. Aval Shvuas HaEidus v'Shvuas HaDayonim be'in and shame. Mushma Mipi Atzmoy doesn't need a shame, Mushma Mipi Achirim needs a shame. Glad? One extra word in the Rosh that changes the whole Avonah. I read it again. One line. Tiretz Rabbeinu Tam. Davka Mushma Mipi Achirim Dumi Nesoito. Kmo Shvuas HaEidus V'Shvuas HaDayonim Bein Shem. Aval Mushma Mipi Atzmoy Shoyser Nafshoy Loi Bein Shem. Sounds exactly the same. Look good. Davka Mushma Mipi Achirim needs a shem. Like Soito, Shvuas HaEidus, Shvuas HaDayonim. You know what is Shvuas HaDayonim? You come into Beis Din, Samochi Yomayda B'miktsas. So Beis Din tell you, please make a shvua. Yeah? Or Chelmi Al-Pinkas, or Masech B'shvuas, please make a shvua. Shvuas HaDayonim means that Dayonim and Beis Din ask you to make a shvua. This is Mushma Mipi Atzmoy or Mushma Mipi Achirim? It's Mipi Atzmoy. They don't do the shvua for him, he's doing the shvua. They tell him, if you don't do it, I'll give you a patch. Malkus. Not Klo, or they'll take the money, different. Could be they even can't force him. They could take the money away from him if he doesn't make a shvua. Or the malchus or the money. Even shaylus, what they could force him. They're forcing him to make a shvua. Lefi what we said now, those say it's mipi achirim. Those is mipi atzmoy. What is the rosh teretz? Mushma mipi achirim needs a shame. Mushma mipi atzmoy doesn't need a shame. But when he gives the list, he gives the wrong list. Mushma mipi achirim needs a shame. Soito. Say that. This is the kasha of the Ran. Why it's Mipi Achirim? We have to handle it. Eidus and Dayoni. So we see a Pesach, a new Avone. Mushma Mipi Achirim Mipi Atzmoy. It's not like we stole before so close. Mushma Mipi Achirim means when they do the Shvuah for you, so they need to do it stark that it will catch on you. When do you it yourself, you don't need to do it so stark. Right? Andere Avone. We have a Pesach that is the Andere Avone. What is Mushma Mipi Achirim and what is Mushma Mipi Atzma? This is the Pesach that we have here. Andere Avone, what is Mushma Mipi Achirim and what is Mushma Mipi Atzma? The Klor Diburim. We have Andere Avone. What is Mushma Mipi Achirim and what is Mushma Mipi Atzma? Shalom, what is the Avone? Zog de Bach, I'll tell you a new Avone. Later it will be Masbury, but first the Avone. Zog de Bach, Mushma Mipi Achirim means forced. Mushma Mipi Atzmoy means he himself decided to make the Shavuah. The Tesis Yishonim here says word by word of all from the Bach. Baruch Hashem, we're zoicha, the print of the Tesis Yishonim and the Dorim. Kshu nishba behechrach me'acherim, mushma mipi acherim. Kshu nishba birtzoinoi, mushma mipi atzmoi. Andere Wort, this is because I was magdin and machnefayim. It's mamash andere Wort in ganz. Mipi acherim, mipi atzmoi means forced and not forced. In Rabbeinu Tam. When you need a shame, when you force. When you decided on your own to make a shvua, you don't need a shame. What is the Avonas Advorim? For the Avonas Advorim, first everything is glad now. Shvua Sadayonim, it's Mipi Acherim. You force. Shvua Sa'edus, you force. Shvua Sa'pikotin, you forced. Soitosh is forced. No mocking the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran's kasha. The Ran was pilpulim. She said, Amen. She said, this is not the vote if she said it or not. The Ran learns Meredav Mipi Atzmoy. The Shal is Mipi Acherim or Mipi Atzmoy. If it's Mipi Acherim, the Hainu is forced, you need a shame. If it's not forced, you don't need a shame. So it's not forced. She's forced to do it. Dayanim, she's divorced. Eidos, divorced. Because they forced. I'm Mishnah, they're not forced. What is the Avonet? Why? So Sata Ketu is Beir. The Velt says glad, I think the Shamina Dorim is Mashma. That, but what is a Shvur? A person makes a commitment. As a Chzog Klo, Rabbi Yisrael, Ich Binishba. When a person is forced, so the Gantz Shvur doesn't have a Tekef. They're pushing him that he has to, that Machan Shvur. They're forcing him to make a Shvur. So if he says Shem Hashem, then the Shvur has a Tekef. If not, then you pushed me, so I said it. Ich nicht gemeint. And when a person himself gets up and makes a shvua, so alein hotas hakoyach. Balabatish. That's together. And Sefer Meister Chie, Chemayim Tutshin, he says even better. He says the same zach. But his masbir is belomdes, goglat. His masbir hazeh. Zach hazeh. That he says that there's a shrid and the feud says, why shvue loy bo yisher? Because when a person makes a shvue, it means ba Hashem. I'm not speaking now on yodas. It means ba Hashem. What's the shvue? Shvue is ba Hashem. You say the Shem Hashem, you don't say, shvue is ba Hashem. When a person himself makes a shvue, so we say, he meant to nishba. I'm telling you, I'm promising it's true. So the real promise is ba Hashem. Chmach ha-shvue, it's ba Hashem. So the Shvu is Ba'ashem. Zakhtar HaZeh. A Shvu is Ba'ashem when a person makes a Shvu alay. When he's forced to make a Shvu, so make a taste of the Shvu is Ba'ashem. So we have to speak it out close as a Chmein Ba'ashem. A glad to vote. So Vinitvi, so the Bach, the Yishonim, as Ma'ashem and Piske Arosh, they're learning a Andere Chilukim Rabbeinu Tam. That the Mushma Pi Acherim doesn't mean that the Andre Acherim are making the Chaloy Shvua. That means Acherim forcing me to make a Shvua. Soito Eidus Dayonim Pikotin needs a shame. When I make the Shvua myself, I don't need a shame. The Mela is no mockum to the Kasha from the Ram. So these are the first two Hesberim that we have. Other the first Hesber, the Kovan Asanel, other the second Hesber. Let me gain Efshar Vaita to the third Mahalach. The Netziv. Herchev Dovor in Chayesoro, and also he has a sefer Meroim Esode of Nedorim, and also in the Shalm Nedorim, in the old ones, in the brown covers that didn't print it, and the red ones that started printed, is a goy that the Shalm Nedorim, when he was writing, he brings down the Bach. When he writes down, when his sefer was in Ksav Yad, he was visiting the Netziv, and the Netziv gave him a shtickle to answer this pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. You write in a sefer on Nedorim, I'll give you a shtickle to put it. And here also he brings the shtickle b'ktzara. The Netziv is coming to be choylek. And I want to explain what the Netziv is choylek. The Netziv is not mekabel the anoch of the first two terutzim. The first two terutzim b'etzim come and say to the Ran, you're wrong. You asked the kasha Rabbeinu Tam from Soito that it's mipi atzmoi. Because she said, Amen. Zog the first terutz, it's not true. The shvu is mipi acherim. She just says, Amen, you need a shame. Rabbeinu Tam, even when you say Amen, you need a shame. The second test we said, even Shvuas Adayonim, even if the guy will say Amen, he needs a shame. Even if he says the Shvu Alein, he needs a shame. Forced or not forced? Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran learned nishta ze. The Ran learns that when a person makes a shvur and you say amen, even if you force, you don't need a shame. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam is only if it's mushba mipi acherim. Lomdes. The acherim amashmiya you, you need amen. You don't need to say a shame. But when you say amen, it's called your shvur and you don't need a shame. The Ran had time on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, "Mipi achirim needs a shame. Mipi atzmei doesn't need a shame. Every omen is called mipi atzmei." So the Meila he asked the Kasha, "So it is mipi atzmei, and every omen is mipi atzmei." And La Aloch the Ran learned, every time when you say omen, it's mipi atzmei. The like Rabbeinu does the Kasha for Rabbeinu Tam. So what do you want from Saita? So the first time I said, "No, not every omen. If Yana makes the shvur, omen needs a shame." Rabbeinu Tam never meant that Omen doesn't need a shame. Mipi Atzmi doesn't need a shame. Second time, no, if it's a force, even if it's an Omen, it needs a shame. And it's even once to learn Kipshutoi. When you Yele makes the Shvuah, you need a shame. When you make the Shvuah, you don't need a shame. Not force, yet force, you don't need a shame. And if you say Omen, you also don't need a shame. I said the Kasha is very Shvah. So why Soito needs a shame? And the Mokir is Soito? The Mokir is Soito? Zogt in the Tziv in Herchiv Dovo, a gewaldic Wort. Let me get durch. Zogt in the Tziv Azeh. It's a Sifri. What would be if the lady comes into Beis Din? She doesn't want to have the ganze bizgaynus there. Before they start, she starts. Areni nishba, shelo yisotiti, lo yimizev, lo yimishachar, vashem yitne bit nitzava. She reads the whole parasha before the Kohen reads it, and she finishes. She said, no, I made a shvur now. No one has to read, don't have to make a matzav. I did it. She's Yaitzer or not. Instead of the Kohen reading it, and you basically have to look that I'm listening, yeah, because if she doesn't listen, doesn't shtel tzu, it's a whole zach, and they force her, and she comes in, she reads it right away, and she makes the shvur. Finish, I was nishba. Zog de sifri, vehishbio ha-Kohen, veloi shetishova me'atzmo. It's a chalois din that the Kohen has to make the shvur. Chalois din that the Kohen has to make the shvur. She can't make the shvur herself. So do as achal chalizdin, v'ishbiu hakoyim v'lo yishet yishava be'atzmo. V'lo yishet yishava be'atzmo. The koyim has to be mashbiah. Zok de netziv abarazei. So kum peis a givaldik yizach. If the koyim has to be mashbiah, and she can be nishma machmasa atzmo, she can be nishma machmasa atzmo. The Kohen has to be Mashbiah. So every Soito, you write that she says Amen, as Kilu she said the Shvur herself. But if she would say the whole Shvur herself, would be enough? No. So she needs also to be a Mushma Mipi Acherim. So every Soito is also a Mushma Mipi Acherim. You can't tell me that Soito is not a Mushma Mipi Acherim. Why? Because she said Amen. It doesn't help that she said Amen. If she would say the shvur herself, it will help. She would say the whole shvur herself. It will help or not? She would say the whole shvur herself. It will help. Avadanish. So enech enamik when she says amen. It's kemoiti shvur mipiv. When she said amen, it's kemoiti shvur mipiv. Kilu she said the shvur. But someone if kilu she said the shvur. Oh, but it's not enough for Saito. Saito also needs that it'll be mushma mipi achayim. So every Saita is also Mushma Pi Acher. So what are you asking me, the Rana Kash and Rabbeinu Tam, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, how you say that Mushma Pi Acher needs a shame? Mushma Pi Atzmai doesn't need a shame, because we're in Alphim Saita. Saita is Mushma Pi Atzmai. This was the Rana Kash, because she said Amen. So what if she said Amen? Oh, but the Saita also needs to be Mushma Pi Acher. She can be only Mushma Pi Atzmai. She needs to be Mushma Pi Acher. So if she needs to be Mushma Pi Acher, the man, she needs a shame. She has a Saita needs a shame because she's a Mushma Pi Acherim. She's not only a Mushma Pi Atzmai. Nishklo? What? One second. If she said the whole Shmur herself, it works? No. So the Hainu, she's also Mushma Pi Atzmai, but she also needs to be Mushma Pi Acherim. If she's not Mushma Pi Acherim, if she would make the shvur herself, it doesn't help. So she needs to be mushma mipi de koyen. She needs to be mushma mipi de koyen. So Mela says mushma mipi acherim. So let me gain duch to be mazbe ashtik of the vault of the netziv. First, you can ask me other kasha. everyone starts to ask a kasha. Even in the Pashkovar Yishoyin of the Netziv, sounds so glad. The kasha is, if it's richtig, as even in the Netziv, so the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Vav doesn't make sense. The Gemara in Shavuos Lamed Vav doesn't make sense. Why? The Gemara in Shavuos Lamed Vav said that Shavuos Bitu is not a lochev mushma epi achir. Has to be mipi atzma. Zog the Gemara, but if you say Amen, it helps. Because kol ha'ayin ha'amen achir ha'shvur, he can make the shvur mipi. Ve'horayin isoito. Zog the Rashi in Shavuos Lamed Vav. Because soito is not mipi achirim. We explain why it's not mipi achirim. Because she didn't answer v'ani lo isotisi. So soito only works because kol ha'ayin ha'amen achir ha'shvur, he can make the shvur mipi. And this was the whole raya from the Ran. So what the Netziv is answering? Again, let me get duch. The Netziv answered what? Zog the Netziv, what are you timing the Ran of Rabbi Nutam? That soito is mipi atzmoi. I have a raya that you're wrong. Soito is mipi achirim. Because if the koyim, she says it herself, it doesn't help. So you need a mipi akoyim. So the reason you need a shame, you're right that shvur mipi atzmoi doesn't need a shame, but soito is not yoitze with a shvur mipi atzmoi. Because if she will do the shvur herself, she's not yoitze. She needs to be mipi acherim. So she needs a shame as the mipi acherim shvoi. The shayla very good. But the Gemara wanted to learn that shvur as bitu mipi acherim doesn't help. So chidush ateir and edus and pikodin, and now we're saying even in soito. Zog the Gemara, but if you say amen, it's gemay to shvur mipi. Ve'horaye soito. Zog Rashi, what is the raya from soito? Zog Rashi lamed vav. Ve'horaye mi soito, because in soito you can't say it's mashbiya mipi achirim, because she never answered. The ilav ki mitzi yashvur da mi amayim mi batko, afilu mushma mipi achirim ein kan. Shari loy omro klum achir ha-shvur. She didn't say, loy sotisi, eini yodei ha-edus. So soito is only mipi atzmoy. It's not mipi achirim. So if Soita is only me asking, not mipi achirim, so what is the vote of the Netziv? So Hashem a vote, but that's a shtimtzach nisht. It's a shtimtzach nisht. So the vote, the pshat is hazeh. Let me mask with us. The pshat is hazeh. Behat zahang good. The pshat is, Avada, soito is not mipi achirim. Why soito is not mipi achirim? She didn't answer nothing. So we made a zog, the Gemara is a raya from here that kol ha'ayin ha'amen achir ha'shvur is kemoiti shvur mipiv domi. Kiilu she repeated it. And from here we learn that every person that says amen is kemoiti shvur mipiv domi. But after she says amen, and she's kemoiti shvur mipiv domi, so we made it considered that she answered. So now she's also a mushma mipi achirim. No, soito, the Gemara says that the shvuas bitu, you have to make the shvua. No one could do it for you. But omen helps. For a raya from soito, that omen helps. So Rashi, what is the raya? Maybe soito is like edus and pikodin. So Rashi, in edus and pikodin, you answer. Lo eni yodea edus. Achifetz eni yetzli. But in soito, you're not answering nothing. So why it works? Al kochoch kol ha'oyne amen, kilu you said the whole shvur yourself. So it's a raya for shvur abitui, that when you say amen, kilu you said the shvur yourself. Frek the ran, so steht klar in Rashi, that kilu you said the shvur yourself. So it's not mipi achirim, it's mipi atzmoi. This is the ran's kasha, the way we learn the ran's kasha, and the ran from this Rashi, and the ran brings this Rashi. He brings lamed, it's a Torah sefer, he means lamed vav. Zot in a tzivne. Avad in a soito is mipi achirim. V'horayin that she can't do the shvur herself. So what the Gemara means in Lamed Vav? The Gemara means like this. If will not be a cloud that she kol ha'oyne omen achar ha'shvur, kemo yitzeh shvur mipiv domi. And we'll say when a person says omen, he means very nicely, omen. So go, omen. So the Kohen says the shvur, she says omen. No, she says omen, no. So it's not mo yitzeh shvur mipiv, and it's not mipi achirim, because she didn't say, I didn't do it. She kept quiet, she said omen, omen. So it's gomish. It's not mipi achirim. It's not mipi atzma. Al kochoch omen is kiilu she said it. V'meile first we learn how to shvur as bitui. That when someone makes a shvur and you say omen, you kiilu said it. After you kiilu said it, so it's for sure also mipi achirim. I think if a person tells to you, mashbiach ho she'eini yodea eidus, and you answer, eini yodea eidus, does this mushma mipi achirim? So, kol zman we didn't know kol ha'oina omen achir ha'shvur, kima yiti shvur mipiv domi. And we can look at it, Kilu Zagansa Shvua here. Kozma, we can look at Kalaina Achashvua, Kimaiti Shvua Mipiv. Kilu Zagansa Shvua. So you're right. So you have a kasha. It's not mipi achayim, and it's gomish. Zog the gemara is a raya kol ha'ino omen achar ha'shvua kemoyit ha'shvua mipiv domi. Ki ilu she said a whole shvua. And from here we learn out the shvua as bitui she kol ha'ino omen achar ha'shvua is kemoyit ha'shvua mipiv. That's the yalfuse. But now that she, ki ilu she said a whole shvua. Zog the netziva vada you could look at it also ki ilu as is a shvua mipi achayim. You have also a shvua mipi achayim. What? Omen means that I'm not koifer. You say any idea, Eidus. I said any idea, Eidus, any idea. That's what I said. Any idea. Omen is like I'm saying, any idea. This means koifer, any idea. Yishov al yishayin choyidea, Eidus, any idea. This is the kfira. Kol amoyitzi omen achashvu, kimoyit yishvu mipiv domi, b'meile, this is the kfira. B'meile, das ist der Teretz von der Netziv. Das ist der Teretz von der Netziv. Aber das ist der Netziv. So der Netziv sagt like this. Be'etzem, der Rabbeinu Tam ist mechadesh, dat mushma mipi achirim, when you do the shvue for Yenem, all along this kopen the sun, all gollish. When you do the shvue for Yenem, you need a shame. When he does himself, he doesn't need a shame. Aber der Teretz in Soito is, you write that it's also a shvue mipi atzmi dir, but lemaise she needs mipi achirim. So Vashi needs mipi achayirim, b'meile the Shem is mipi achayirim. So what are you asking me? Rabbi Nutam, you're learning that from Soito, you will need a shame, because Soito is mipi achayirim, mipi atzmoy. Nen, say this mipi achayirim. That's the reason it needs a shame. That's because it's mipi atzmoy. Even so, the Gemara could learn, k'lo inom en achar ha-shvur, k'mo yit ha-shvur mipiv domi, because if not, that k'mo yit ha-shvur mipiv domi, so you would not have even mushma mipi achayirim. But after you have the yisoid of Omen Kimayit Yishvur Mipiv, like Abikol Atere Kulo, so it's kilu she repeated, but mele she has Mipi Acherim also. Now, I mean, there's a Tosefos here, the Briskerov, in the back of Sefer Chidushim Moran Riza Levi, is letters. One of the letters is to the Netziv, doesn't say the name, against the Shtikul Teira. You have to know what exactly Briskerov means to ask him. The Biskarov says, what are you telling me? That every Soito, she's Mipi Achayim. But she's also Mipi Atzmai. She said Omen. So how you know that the reason that you need the shame is because the Mipi Achayim? Maybe the reason you need the shame is because Mipi Atzmai. We're living now from Soito. But you're telling me, I have a Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran asked him, you're living from Soito. Soito is Mipi Atzmai. Tell me no, Soito is Mipi Achayim. You're right, it's also Mipi Achayim. But it's also Mipi Atzmai. And that's a clue. Maybe it's Bichlal not Mipi Atzmai. Maybe the Maile of Soita is the Mipi Achayim. So what are you telling me? You had a Teretz of the Ran. What is the Ran's Kashi from Soita? That's Mipi Atzmai. No, you need a Mipi Achayim. Yeah, but it's also Mipi Atzmai. The Maile she said Omen. So Mecha Teisa to learn that only Mipi Achayim needs a shame. Maybe also Mipi Atzmai needs a shame. And that's a clue what the Briskerov fracked. It can be, but she does two things. No, it's two dinim. She's doing mipi atzmai. She says amen, and b'meil it's also mipi achayim, but it's also mipi atzmai. Mipi atzmai alone would not be enough, but she also made a shvua mipi atzmai. She has two shvuas there. Yenim is mashbir her, and she said amen. I'll bring you raya. Hashem didn't tell her to say I didn't do it. Hashem said to say amen. So she's also mipi achayim, and she's also mipi atzmai. So two halachas. What? Oh, we don't know. How do you know that it's because of Mipi Achayim? Maybe it's because of Mipi Atzma. So, Rav Shteim in Ayelis HaShachar, Rav Shteim in Taki answers, he says he doesn't understand what the Biskarov wants. Oh, but we don't have a raya more for Mipi Achayim. Yeah, we don't have a raya. So, let me take a Sofik. We don't have a raya. We don't know. So, maybe Misofik. Every Shvur will need a shame. It's clear what he's trying to ask. You're right that it's not clear. We have a stira saying Gemara. Rabbi Nutam is saying a shtikul teira. Mipi achayim needs a shame. Often the Gemara's. I are Mishnah. Soita is Mipi achayim. Soita is both. Now we don't know why the Soita needs a shame. Could be because this, could be because that. Ain't no nuray. So Rabbi Nutam says Shvua Sa'id is because it's learned out from Soita. And it has to be Dumi the Soita. If it's not Dumi the Soita, man, it doesn't have to have a shame. It goes in the Zelbeged. So
But that's not Ayin Zayin. I'm saying, the Beskirov says that he doesn't understand. If it's two halachas, and he's mechiach that it's two halachas, Avad is not only Mipiachim, it's also Mipiachim. So if I can't learn from Saito, then both of them need a shame. Chateisa to say that the Shem is Machmasdeb, when the Gemara learns a Hekesh. Mechateisa? How the Gemara knows that the Shem lacks, I'm about to move from that. And Saito is a lot of halachas. Because how you can learn out from Saito. While you have a Hekesh, you decide that these halachas are nagia to the Shvua. No, after these halachas and get to the shvur, seifer mit pia cheirim, seifer mit pia atzmoi. You mean, ich hab nicht kein Reihe, aber ich hab nicht kein nicht kein Reihe. I'm learning out from Soito. Soito is a different parasha. But I say, if Soito needs a shame, so it's a limud lekol atayir kulo. Now, Soito has mit pia atzmoi, has mit pia cheirim. How you know that the shame, if Soito is alamol mit pia cheirim, like the Ran wanted to say, I'm sorry, it's only mit pia atzmoi, I hear. Or if it's only mit pia cheirim, I hear. But if it's also mit pia atzmoi and also mit pia cheirim, this is what the Beskirov matters. But that's my eye on them. Can I just see the Netziv inside? The Netziv himself finishes with a parperes. Tashay nefshat. Sounds a vision of a teire. It says, it's tiras apsukim. Avrom Avinu tells Eliezer, Sim no yad cho tachas yireichi, vihishova li ba'ashem eloiki ha'shomayim ve'oretz, im tikach isho lebni. When Yankim Avinu tells Yosef, he says, hishova li, he doesn't tell him ba'ashem eloiki Yisrael. Why when Avram tells Eliezer, he tells him, Yishova li ba'ashem aleike Yisrael? Aleike Yehovin, Yishkelek Yisrael. Aleike Yehovin, Yishkelek Yisrael. Aleike Yehovin, Yishkelek Yisrael. And Yankev, Avinu, he tells Yosef, Yishova li. Vayishova loy. And by Eliezer, he makes a shvua mit. Zogter, it's very poshut. Eliezer was the Eved Avram. He says, B'meile, the Odin has a koyach to be mashviya the Eved. So Avram was mashviya Eliezer. Was a shvua mipi acheirim. And Odin has a koyach to be mashbi as an evet. It's not a chidush dot. So the shvur was a shvur mipi achayrim. He could force it. And he has to. And he has a koyach to be mashbi as him. So bazun b'red. Shvur mipi achayrim, Rabbi Nutan is right. You need Hashem Hashem. Yaakov can't force Yosef. Er bet him atayv, mach a shvur. Yosef made a shvur himself. Shvur mipi atzmi, doesn't need Hashem. Huh? No, what? Simno is Nikita's Chayfetz, it's another Zach. If they have a Shuvah in Nikita's Chayfetz, they touch the Mille. It's Bazun, it's Chayfetz the Mitzvah, it's Zach. As they learn the Netziv. Let me gain weiter, one more Mahalach. Let me chappen arayin, noch ein Mahalach. As the Nazi Mahalach, as another Mahalach, the Chasam Sefer brings down here another Mahalach. Zog the Chasam Sefer Hazeh. And the Vot of Chasam Sefer, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have a Mefurash Rosh and Shvuas that says, Klod Vot in Chasam Sefer. Maybe that could be a Teretz, if I'm just a steer in Rosh. The Rosh and Shvuas brings down B'Shem the Ramban. It's in Perek Revi, Simen Chof Dalet. Talk to her again. We try to answer, Rabbi Nutam said a chilek. Mushma mipi acherim needs a shame. Mushma mipi atzmai doesn't need a shame. What is the difference? Mele frek deran, so it does mipi atzmai, because kolari no amin achar ha-shvua, kemoi tishvua mipi vdomit. Zog de chasim sefer, bedas Rabbi Nutam, I'm asking, in loshon Rabbi Nutam, by us it's shver, but as they de rosh, in Perek Dalet, mishvuas, Simen Chof Dalet, brings down b'shem de Ramban. Every Shvuah needs a shame. Why? Before Saito, before all of these Achim. He says, every Pasuk that he opened in the Pasuk, he says. Lo yishova bishmi la-sheker, v'chlata Hashem alekecho. Lo yishova bishmi la-sheker, v'chlata Hashem alekecho. Hashem in the Pasuk, v'chom Hashem Hashem. See later, we're going to get to the Raivet in the end of the Ram. The Ravid also times that we'll see in the Hemshech Haran next year the whole Ravid in the Pasuk state lo yishova bishmi la-sheker mishvua bo yishem lo yishem mishvua trais mishvua saidus open the Pasuk lo yishova bishmi la-sheker lo yisiso shem ha-shov what aveir you aid when nishba la-sheker lo yisiso shem ha-shov zogter evi shvua needs a shem nishov a tzorevin bichlal so what so how Rabbi Dutam says the shvua lo yibo yishem when you don't say Hashem it helps midin yodis. If you didn't say Shem Hashem, it helps me din yad.
So Zog Ramban, the Rosh brings down that every Shvu'e bo Yishev. And how Shvu'e helps with Ar Hashem? Avada, it helps with Din Yad. This is the Ramban and the Chasam Sefer. Zog the Chasam Sefer, so now let me get a step weiter. This is when I make a Shvu'e myself. But when I mushba mipi acherim, the Yad cannot help. Why? It's not the Mazel Boif and Kal. Maybe the Mazel more. What is Yad? Goimrim Dvorov. We explain, he hasn't das to be Mamshich. And we finish Goimrim Dvorov. This is the way the Yad helps. Goimrim Dvorov. He said Shvua, he means Ba'ashem. As they said in Rosh, Shem the Ramban, he means Ba'ashem. He didn't say Ba'ashem, but he means Ba'ashem. Goimrim Dvorov. When I say a Shvua, so you could Goimrim Dvorov, I meant Ba'ashem. You could Goimrim Dvorov, I meant Ba'ashem. But if Yana makes a Shvua, and he didn't say Shem Hashem, he says, Mashbiacho, She'ein Ata Yodea Li Eidus. And I say, Ein Yodea Eidus. So Bezin could finish his machshoves, Ki'ilu he meant Ba'ashem. I'm saying yes to what he said. He didn't say Ba'ashem. I didn't know b'chad that he knows what is Hashem. When a person makes a Shvua, Midin Yad, Goimrim Dvorov. But when Yenem shtels to Yenem, he doesn't have Yenem's Yad. Ashtikel Mur Belondas. We explain, Bishem the Rashbo, that Yodas help, Betzir of the Machshove, Azei Shteit in Rosh. If a person says Klo that he didn't mean the end, it doesn't help. So when a person says Shvuo, he means Ba'ashem. If he take it, didn't mean Ba'ashem, it doesn't help. So when Yenem says Mashbiacho, he could mean Ba'ashem. But when I'm shtelling to him, I'm only shtelling to the words that he said. I can't shtel to his das. So b'meila, I don't have that das. I don't have that hemshech. So that I don't have that das. I don't have that hemshech. B'meila, mushma mipi acherim needs a shame. Mushma mipi atzmo, he doesn't need a shame. Why? Midin yad. Mipi acherim needs a shame. B'meila, zog dechasam sefer, soito, even if she says amen. Oh, but she says amen to what Yerim said. If Yerim didn't say shame, how she will have a shame? She's shtelling to Yenem. The Kohen says Mashbiacho. If the Kohen doesn't say Shem Hashem and she says Amen, she only could be shtel tzu to what Yenem said. She can't shtel tzu to more from what Yenem said. And if Yenem didn't say Shem Hashem, so even kol ha'oyne Amen kim bo'yitzi shvua mipiv dami. But she has what Yenem said. She doesn't have more from what Yenem said. So if she doesn't have more for what Yenem said, so Yenem didn't say Shem Hashem, she doesn't have a Shem Hashem. So no, so the Rabbeinu Chasam Sefer's pshat, say, it's a shtickle shame because what is nice in it is, even though it's a doichak, it's not mashma in the Ran, the Rosh Bayos brings Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh in Shvua says that it's Medin Yodas. So it's mamish mashlim each other. But Rabbeinu Tam doesn't mean that Sido HaShvua mit Hashem and Sido HaShvua on Hashem. Every Shvua needs a shame. Just mipi atzmo, he could work like God on the others. Kilu, he said it. Mipi acherim, I have to shtel to Yenem. So he does mipi acherim. I, because I know, I'm in Achra Shvuz, ki maiti shvua mipi vdami. Yeah, kilu maiti shvua. But kilu, what he said, kilu, I said. But I'm shtelling to Yenem. Shvua sa'edis is mashbiach oani. So if Yenem didn't say Shem and I said any idea, I'm shtelling to Yenem. I just want to be merciful I suffer here. So no, the Chasam Sefer is saying a gewaltig gewalt. So the Chasam Sefer that avade shvue works mitzadiyat, Hashem shvue but other Hashem works mitzadiyat. B'meila mipi atzmo it helps, mipi acherim I'm shtelling to Yenem, and val Yenem didn't say Hashem. So even if he means it, and even if we go with Dvorov, but when I shtel to Yenem, I'm only shtel to what Yenem said. And maybe we say the same thing in Soito. Even though she said Amen, but she's only shtoring to what the Kohen said. Afazei vayda that the Kohen didn't say Hashem. Afazei vayda that the Kohen didn't say Hashem. Maybe she can't shtolt it. Maybe she can't shtolt it. Maybe she can't shtolt it. We have to be moisif. Maybe one more is suffering. Why the Ran didn't want to say it? Why the Ram didn't want to say? Anishkin Kasha mechatesa to learn that Shvur beloy Hashem means Hashem. But you have to know what is the pshat kol ha'oyna omen achar ha'shvur kemoitzi shvur mipiv domi. What is the pshat kol ha'oyna omen achar ha'shvur is kemoitzi shvur mipiv domi? It's stam shtelling to yene. It's ki'ilu the isha says word by word. If it's ki'ilu the isha saying word by word, so it could be that even if that yet the Kohen didn't say Shem Hashem, but when she says Amen, she's ki'ilu saying word by word. So b'meila, as maybe by the Kohen, if a person makes a shvur, you can add Shem Hashem, so when she says Amen, you also can add to it Shem Hashem. What? You're right. I will explain the shayla. The shayla is like this. If a goy makes a shvur, or your kot makes a shvur, and you say amen, it helps or not? A goy says a shvur, or your kot makes a shvur, and you say amen, it helps or not? If I'm shtalling to yenem shvur, yenem is nishkin shvur. But if I'm saying amen, kilo, I said over the words, could be able to help. Has Menachem Ephraim. Yenem is doing the Shvur. I'm shtelling to Yenem. I'm shtelling to Yenem. Yenem is a goy, Yenem is a kodem, so nishkin Shvur. But if I'm oitzi omen, I'm oitzi omen achar Shvur, ki moitzi Shvur mipiv, kilo I myself made the Shvur. If I myself made the Shvur, so it could be even after a kodem, it could be even after a goy. Midap noch mazbo zayn, si shpet. I'm asking Taki to look inside all of these dodim, and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll finish the ganze Ram.
Thank you.